Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The Bernstein and Holmes Show.
With the first pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Caleb Williams, quarterback.
And Bears fans, yes, he's about to put a Bears hat on and introduce himself.
They want to win. That was the biggest and most important thing. That was really it. That aligns with me. I want to be around people that want to win. I want to be around people that want to achieve high because it only makes me better.
Don't trade down.
I'm okay if they trade down.
I want elite talent.
I desperately need Rome Odunze to be in a Bears uniform.
But what if, Marvin Harrison Jr. is there at 9?
I will draft him myself if I need to.
With the 9th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Rome Odunze, wide receiver, Washington.
Let's go.
Hell yeah.
We got our guy.
Rome Odunze.
Let's do it, baby.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Oh, there will be time for plenty of realism. There will be time for all kinds of well-earned fears. But now is not that moment.
No.
Today is not necessarily that day. I'm going to have to suppress my better instincts and celebrate the fact that the Bears simply had really good picks and they used their high picks on really good players.
Sure.
So that's pretty cool.
Yes. We all knew who was going number one and where he was going number one. It was nice for it to become law.
Do I have this right, though, that this trade, that I know for a fact that the Herschel Walker trade is probably the greatest trade in NFL history. If the Bears win a Super Bowl.
I mean, the Ricky Williams one.
Pretty good, too.
Yeah.
But if, but it has to do with Super Bowls. If the Bears win a Super Bowl and you realize.
I don't even know if you, honestly, Dan, I don't know if you have to judge it against them winning a Super Bowl. I think it's a win right now.
So this trade was the number one pick last year. Tell me if I have this right.
Okay.
As of right now, it was last year's number one for DJ Moore,
mm-hmm.
Darnell Wright,
mm-hmm.
Tyreek Stevenson, Caleb Williams, and a second round pick in next year's draft.
Yeah.
That's the amazing part, is the trade still isn't complete.
Come on, correct, man.
That's why I say that you don't have to judge it against
the
Super Bowl.
Come on, man. That's one of the best trades I can remember of anything.
You found, like, even if we just look at it this way, you had someone do incredible things that were legendary at the receiver position for you last season, and he's still here. You have a right tackle who's at least going to be here for 5 years. I don't want to go too crazy and say he's going to be here for 10 years.
Nobody's, at the least, you know, a solid pro already.
Yeah. A pretty good move. You have a defensive back who you feel so good about that you're like, okay, we're set here in our back five. And he made plays for you last year. I would imagine that they look at him as an ascending player. I know that I do. And it allowed you, because of it, it allowed you to then get your quarterback. Caleb would have to be a major bust. And I don't think that major bust, salute that man, or woman, is on the table for him. He may not be the greatest quarterback that's ever lived, but I think bust potential is very, very low on Caleb Williams. Yes, this is why, you know, Alex was joking about it last night. I did our draft show with Alex Brown and Lance Briggs and Ken Davis and our guy Glenn Morgan over at NBC. Thanks, Lovey. Like, Lovey put the Bears in a really good position. And
everybody knew it at the time.
Sure did. And Ryan Poles has, for the most part, done a great job of executing on his plan to try and make the Bears relevant. The biggest part of the puzzle is the quarterback. But I like, from everything that we heard from Kalen Kaler, that the Bears jumped out in that regard, too. Later on, we're going to discuss whether or not that the quarterback played a role in getting the receiver, because it sure as hell felt like that's what happened with the way that he was reacting last night. And I think all of those things are a good thing. This is what taking advantage of a trade is. It isn't just the, oh man, look what they got back. What did you do with what you got back? And I think that the returns on this are already so high.
Right. Trades are living documents. And this one is still open.
But the returns already are high enough for you to go, yeah, they won that trade big time.
That's Lawrence Holmes. I'm Dan Bernstein. The Bernstein and Holmes Show is here on The Score, your Chicago sports radio station, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Our executive producer is Ray Diaz. Our associate producer and sound man is Adam the Trash Panda Studzinski. Brandon Fryer does the stuff he does to help out. And our video crew is Connor O'Donnell and Kevin Lapka. I'd like to also make sure we're looking at the larger perspective, regardless of what happens now, regardless of any of our fatalism, any of our scar tissue. What Ryan Poles has done in 2 years.
Okay.
Remember where we were. This team was old. The roster was old. The roster was capped and out of draft capital, mortgaged. Ryan Pace mortgaged that what he did, the Trubisky deal, the Khalil Mack deal. They went for it, and they mortgaged the immediate future. And it looked bleak. So not to mention,
the Justin Fields deal.
I'm getting to that. Poles turned over an old roster with zero cap space and some dead money, no draft capital, and a first-round quarterback with all that commitment understood that he inherited that didn't hit, and he gave him a chance.
He did.
He gave him a fair opportunity.
Well, we can have a conversation about how fair it was.
We can argue that, but I think a reasonable person would find that if we argued the case, I think a reasonable person could be convinced Justin Fields had every opportunity to show whether or not he was the passer they thought he could be. In 2 years, Ryan Poles has put the Bears in the position they find themselves this morning. That's pretty remarkable.
It is. And my hope for him and for Bears fans is that it turns out the way that they hope. And that doesn't, I don't want to say like they're not going to win Super Bowls, but my hope is that they are competitive, that they are actually in the conversation, that maybe this year they're the team that sneaks up on somebody. And then beyond that, they're one of the standards in the NFC.
I don't know if they're sneaking up on anybody now.
Still in a really tough division as I see it. And you're going to have to fight your way through that. Like, the reason I say sneak up on it, because sure, it's possible that the Bears win the division, but most of us would think that them being a wild card team would be a sufficient step forward, correct? You get into Green Bay snuck up on people this year. They went into Dallas and throttled the Cowboys. They were one bad play away from going to the NFC Championship game.
Yeah, and I didn't feel so badly because I was worried about that first round pick. I was worried it was going to be a Packers pick. They're going to be like, oh boy, yeah, now they got that guy. But
you're sitting there going, oh, they got Brian Thomas.
Right, they took a depth lineman.
Yeah.
Who is correct? Didn't the Bears have a guy named Jordan Morgan?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Sixth round pick, maybe?
I'm not crazy, right?
Yeah, I think he was a sixth round pick.
God, it was the weirdest thing. I'm like, what? Didn't the Bears have a guy named Jordan Morgan that was also a versatile possibility that could move to different offensive line spots? I don't think he was a. I think he was higher than that, wasn't he?
Maybe a fifth. Maybe
17 round five.
Okay. Okay, so I'm not insane.
No.
But I saw they took a lineman named Jordan Morgan. All right, and so I'm like, thankfully.
And it's going to happen again in 7 years. There'll be another Jordan Morgan. The Bears draft, it's a tradition.
It's like cicadas?
No, it's like the Dalai Lama. It's like there always has to be a Jordan Morgan.
It's like both robes, of them. The grace.
There always must be.
Gunga Galunga.
So I got that going for me, which is nice. So we have a show for you that will include, but not be limited to, hearing from Caleb Williams, hearing everything that Ryan Poles had to say. We are going to talk to Caleb Williams' high school coach, Randy Trivers. We're going to do Who's Your Guy. We're going to hear from Matt Bowen at 1 o'clock and Kevin Fishbane at 1:25. When we come back, I think we just turn it over to Caleb Williams. The Bears quarterback is an extrovert.
He is, and it was on display. And I, before we even get into this, I got to give the Bears props, Dan. You and I both, we have suffered being at Hallis Hall with the phone.
The inevitability of tech problems.
The phone feeling like it's a submarine. The Bears and their staff yesterday were on point. We're going to bring you this Caleb Williams Zoom.
It's a new staff.
And there were no problems with it. You're going to be able to hear the questions and the quarterback as clear as day. Don't go anywhere. Bernstein and Holmes, your quarterback. You'll hear from him next here on The Score.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bernstein and Holmes, your midday destination for Chicago sports talk on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Here we are, a day to celebrate in the City Beautiful. Caleb Williams is the Bears quarterback. Rome Odunze is their new wide receiver. So your wide receiving core now is DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, and Rome Odunze. That with top seven tight end production from Cole Kmet last year?
Easily.
So your offense is seemingly in a good place right now. You have your quarterback. Would you like to get to know your quarterback?
I would, because it seems like there's a lot to know. It seems like there's a lot going on with him.
Last night in Detroit, Caleb Williams was in a Zoom with the beat reporters in Chicago. It's really good, which is why we thought you should hear it.
A big reason is I believe the culture that's been building. I would say the culture, the coaches, because that's where it stems from. And then I'd also say that the love and support that the fans have been giving. They're ready. They're hungry. They're all excited. And so are we.
One, congratulations, Caleb, for being selected.
Thank you.
My question is, understanding that you're coming into a city that's championship starved and quarterback starved, how do you deal with that pressure, and what does the pressure mean to you?
I don't think of it in that way. That may be the narrative. For me, I think of it, I go out there, I handle my job, I be a great teammate, first and foremost. I handle business on and off the field, and then I go to work. I enjoy what I do. I love what I do. I'm in there with my guys, and my guys are seeing me. They see how hard I work, their guy, their QB, and we go get it. We go win games together. That's the biggest thing, is winning games together, because I can't win a game by myself. Keenan Allen can't win a game by himself. And so making sure that we're all together, offense, defense, special teams, and we go get it.
Hi, Caleb. Congratulations.
Hey, Steve.
When you met with the executives here and met with the staff, you know, what were some of the impressions you got about this team and their missions and their goals?
Yeah, I say the biggest thing is that they want to win. That was the biggest and most important thing. That was really it. That's really what it came down to him or two. And that aligns with me. I want to be around people that want to win. I want to be around people that want to achieve high, because it only makes me better. That only holds me accountable. And it makes me excited to be around people like that. You're who you are, but you also are, the people that are closest to you. And so having people around you that want to win only elevates you and your game.
Hey, Caleb, Jason Leisure with the Chicago Sun-Times. I'm curious, at what point in the process did you feel like this was where you were headed and it became about acclimating to the Bears rather than waiting to see how things turned out?
Yeah, for me, it was after the top 30 visit. I felt good at that point. I got around the guys, the coaches, the executive, and so I was around the facility mainly. I didn't really go into the city. Obviously, the facility is where I'm going to be at for majority of my time, throughout weeks and days. And so I was around the guys in the facility, and I felt comfortable. I felt good. I was happy and ready to go.
Hey, Caleb. Congratulations. I'm curious, how much did you know about DJ Moore, and how much have you learned in this pre-draft process about him?
Yeah. So I've met his family. Obviously hung out with him throughout the dinner, and I've learned that he's a great guy. I learned that he's ready to go. We talk, since my top 30 visit, we probably talked every week, and just reaching out to each other, connecting, because that's a big connection for me, obviously getting the ball to two. So You know, that'd be great, exciting, but we got to go to work.
Hey, Caleb, we've heard you talk a lot about the confidence and kind of comfort you have and who you are on and off the field. How have you kind of developed that over the course of your career? Yeah, or is it just something that's kind of innate to you?
No, I would say it was instilled in me through sacrifice, through hard work, through knowing what I want to be and where I want to be. And then the other part just came through the hard work portion. You know, when you work towards something for so long, you get an idea of what works and what doesn't. And then, you know, you stay humble throughout the process and you make adjustments, you learn and go from there.
Hey, what's up, Caleb? Welcome to Chicago, man. You've talked for a long time about, you know, having a major goal of being the number one pick. Now that you actually accomplished that goal, how does the reality of the moment compare to what you imagined it would be?
Yeah, I didn't know how I was going to react in the moment. I was trying to think through it in my head throughout the process. But nothing feels better than actually being in the moment, actually getting that call. You know, I didn't feel nervous. I didn't feel any of that. I was anxious and ready to go. I was just ready to get the call so I could walk out there on stage and just finally be back on the team is honestly what I'm excited for.
Hey, Caleb, congratulations.
Thank you.
You mentioned the Bears saying that they're all about winning and this is, you know, something that was important to you. But I imagine lots of NFL teams say they're all about winning. So I'm just curious, was there anything that they did, said, demonstrated to you that, you know, they were for real and it wasn't just words?
Yeah. I would say when I met with the coaches, they didn't just tell me, they were showing me how we do it. And that's always big. I've always been a routine guy. I've always been, you know, true to my word, committed to that and things like that. So they've been saying that they want to win. They've been saying that they're, you know, they're hungry and things like that. And then, you know, when I went there on a visit, they were showing me, you know, plans and how they do it and how they, you know, how they plan on implementing that and things like that, you know, throughout the whole team, myself, to be able to lead these guys to victories.
Hey, Caleb, what's happening?
How's it going?
So, I mean, you talked about this before with, you know, when people are talking about the history, the Bears history with quarterbacks, right? But you must have known something about it. Did you look into this before when you knew they were going to get the top pick? Did you have any questions on why quarterbacks haven't succeeded here? I'm just curious how much you looked into that.
Yeah, you obviously look into it to be the only team without a 3,000-yard passer, I believe, right? 4,000? 4,000, yeah, four. You look into it and you wonder why. And I ask questions, obviously. I have no shame in asking questions. And so, you know, you ask why and things like that. And they're all for answering questions. They told the truth. And, you know, that's what that was. They told me the truth. They told me and my dad the truth about why and what and where and how it's going to change. And, you know, that's what we're excited about.
Couple things. I notice he is a yeah guy.
Yeah, which you need to let that go.
No, it's just something that when I listen to answers of questions, if a question is a yes or no question, polls is one of these two. Chris Bryant was like this. Some people will say yeah before answering a question. It doesn't mean they're answering to the affirmative.
It's a reset.
Yeah.
A verbal tick that resets them.
It doesn't necessarily, even though it sounds like they're answering with an affirmative, it doesn't necessarily mean that they are. So I just have to write that down and note that. And he just seems like a normal dude. Like he and Adunze both, they just seem like grown up, normal, professional athletes, even though they've never played a professional game.
Well, in the case of Caleb, clearly, if you do some of the reading, we talked to his high school coach about this, like, it's clear that he has been being prepared for this. What struck me, and I'm glad that Herb Howard asked the question about it, if you look at the reaction of Caleb Williams, it wasn't the reaction of someone who expected to be drafted first overall. He was wiping tears away. He kind of let out like a primal scream as he was walking to the stage. And I loved hearing him talk about it because I relate in one certain sense with the idea of relief. I think that there's a relief aspect to it.
You know what that emotion reminds me of in sports? The most similar reaction to that in sports is watch a great golfer, regardless of how many strokes by which they're leading a tournament or leading a major, watch the response when that final putt drops or when their opponent's putt misses. All of it, 4 days. Think about it, you know, 4 days of intense concentration on next shot, to have it actually hit home for them when it's over. That's what it seemed like for me. Regardless of what you thought, what you expected of yourself,
yes,
and what might have felt like fait accompli, somebody with a 5-shot lead going into a Sunday, until that ball is rattling in the bottom of the cup and you're taking it out, it's not over.
That's what it looked like. It looked like Caleb was going, this was a goal, not the goal. This was a goal. I made it here. I had a similar reaction at graduation a few years ago at Alabama, and I was not expecting to have that reaction, but the work was hard and there was a lot of sacrifice for it. And then you're like, okay, the goal is tangible, and you think that one thing is your reaction to it is going to be one way, and then you're sitting there and you go, it's okay to emote. I was really happy to see that because, I mean, think about it. He's been talked about as the number one pick in this draft for 2 years. For 2 years. And I'm sure that there's a lot of pressure that was on him because of that. And then having the USC season not go the way that he wanted it to go, and most of that is not on him. And then you have the moment. You go through all the pre-draft stuff. You take some risk. He took some risk with, I'm not doing this the traditional way that people do this inside of the draft complex. And he took some slings and arrows for that to then have the validation of what I did to get to this point. All of those steps were correct. I imagine that there was a ton of gratitude inside of that too for him, and relief of, this was a goal that I set. Whether he set that goal at 10 or 11 years old or whatever, I've met that challenge. I am going to live in this moment for this moment, and then we'll get on to the next thing that we're going to do. I think it's a, whether we're talking about Justin Fields or Caleb Williams, the thing that I walk away from, because I'm old enough to be both of those guys' dads at this point, there is a lot to learn from that. There's a lot to learn from how open these guys are with some of their feelings about things.
How about the guy the Lions drafted who turned and grabbed the mic from Kaylee Hartung and turned and looked at the crowd and said, oh my God, look how awesome this is.
Yeah. As you talked about kind of like the professionalism of these young men and in the WNBA, like those young women, they're still like, you're still allowed to, if you've been dreaming about playing in the WNBA or you've been dreaming about playing in the NFL, or in Caleb's case, you've been dreaming about being the best player, being perceived as the best player in the draft. To reach that goal is epic. And we often, because of grind culture and those guys and those women being inside of grind culture at the highest level, the moments when you get an opportunity to reflect and react, I'm glad that we're seeing it. Like it's important. It's important for people who are, you know, whether you're talking about making your sales budget for the month or getting everything done for your kids, like all of those little teeny tiny goals that you set for yourself, it's nice to spike the football occasionally.
And there's a couple things here. And one, we need to square this too with what Kaylin Kaler told us yesterday, which she reported on this show, that the Bears have been engaged for a while now with Caleb Williams installing their offense, using his quarterback's coach, using the 180 minutes of Zoom meetings that they have been allowed every week to. So he has known. It's not like this came as a surprise, that even with that, even with the fact that he's already been grinding, that he has started his Bears professional career even before this ceremonial move became official.
Yes.
It still felt important to him. And the other thing I wanted, because you mentioned that you're old enough to be their parents, and I would just say, from my experience as a parent of kids who were part of living through COVID at a really important time in their lives, our daughter is going to graduate in a couple of weeks. And having to have dealt with in college, to have the COVID year and the COVID issue be a part of not just the educational experience, but the socialization, everything with the psychology of everything involved, it was immensely traumatic. And for our son to be headed off to reset his second try at college because of everything.
Which takes a lot of balls, and
the fact that what mattered to him in his sophomore year of high school to have COVID and what that interrupted for kids in their socialization, in their understanding of who they are. And this class and these poor kids at USC who had to do this class, that had to deal with everything they went through with COVID, and now because of the cowardly administration here to have their graduation canceled for everything they've worked through, to have this private university that couldn't find a way to have them graduate because they're so terrified of actually doing their jobs as educators. And it was all I could think of these kids at USC who are going through COVID, that it is incredible to me not just to ask somebody like Caleb Williams, you're going to be, people are talking to you as a generational talent, being one of the all-time great quarterbacks of all time, coming to the most quarterback-starved team of all time, and to handle it and be normal, let alone what they've been through with everything that this class of kids has been through, is so much. And for those of you who've seen it firsthand and what it's done and what these kids have had to do, what's been asked of them to grow up in new and different ways that none of us, no Gen Xers, no boomers.
In the history of American education, no one has had to deal with something like this.
Ever seen with remote learning, yes. and rewiring their brains already because of what devices we're doing, et cetera. To be here and have it be this normal is amazing, and a huge testament to Caleb Williams himself and his parents.
Yep, I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. Why don't we talk about flexing in the next segment? Did the quarterback flex?
Not Chris Flexen.
No.
Sorry about that. Sorry to invoke.
Let's talk about whether or not the quarterback flexed and whether the quarterback should be allowed to flex. We'll discuss that next on The Score.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You're listening to Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
In the 2024 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Rome Odunze, wide receiver, Washington.
No!
Let's go!
Hell yeah! Let's I would have spiked this water, but we got cameras.
What happened?
We got our guy. We got our guy.
Who's your guy?
Uno. Uno.
Okay, are you ready for some good vibes?
Let's do it.
We're all good vibes today.
Yeah, we're great vibes today.
Did I hear a who's your guy in there from last night?
Maybe? Yeah. Caleb and crew are now part of the opens for who's your guy.
Mm-hmm.
And his guy was clearly Rome Odunze.
We got our guy.
Who's your guy?
Uno.
A.K.A. Uno, which might be confusing because he's probably going to wear one. He wore one at Washington, and obviously one Uno is one in Spanish. But the last quarterback wore one. He had a dog named Uno. It's just cute as day. Little boxer, right? Isn't that Justin's dog?
Follow him on Instagram.
Yeah.
It's a cute little dog.
Yeah.
By the way, the rumor I saw was that Odunze is going to wear 15.
Okay.
That's what I saw too.
So he's going to wear 15 and Caleb's going to wear 18. Here's the question.
Who wears 13?
No, Keenan Allen's wearing 13. I think that I thought that the way that Caleb handled that was incredibly mature. Why would I step in the way of what, and what he said was of a Hall of Fame wide receiver who wears 13? He gets to wear 13, I'll wear 18. It's fine. Now, the real question is, did Caleb Williams make the suggestion? And the Bears don't have to follow up on that, but did he make the suggestion, you know who would be great for us? Uno. And should he be allowed?
Well, that's the other question. How would you feel one way or the other? So
I feel great about it.
Yes, I was going to say, let's pick the world in which we want to live. Let's choose our own adventure here. Your code name is Jonah. And we can decide. Let's say the answer is yeah. And the Bears came. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the Bears came to him.
Yeah.
Different yeah.
I trust him.
That the Bears came to him and said, we'd like your input on this. And he said, look, if you want to, if I'm voting, if you're asking me to pick a name, Rome Odunze. And the Bears say, thank you. And to what extent do they take it under advisement? To what extent do they say, rather than just give me a name, why, what, sit down, tell us, go through these guys. What do you know about each one of these guys?
This is what we're talking about with the concept of partnership. When you're bringing in a one-of-one, a new quarterback, there has to be at the professional level, and I would say high-level college football too, there has to be a partnership. So you might not just say he can do whatever he wants and we're going to do whatever Caleb wants us to do, but to me, it would be foolish that if you were even thinking, if you were looking at the wide receiver board, and you were thinking about guys that could fill out your offense, to not ask him the question of, do you like, this is what we're thinking, do you have a preference? If you do have a preference, why? Here's what our scouts say. Are they wrong? What do you think about that? Like all of that stuff, how does this player play into your style? Do you think this player can fit into the offense that we want to run from what you know of our offense so far? That to me is kind of where it's going. Now, it's a privileged class. We're not doing this for everybody. This is very specific. If you're starting over in a franchise, any of these guys who got drafted in the first round, except for Michael Penix, you're partnering with them. And they might have an insight into the game, considering they were playing the game against these guys, that you might not. So why not lean on their experience and ask for their input? That, to me, is a step in the right direction. And with a guy like Caleb, specifically, he clearly wants there to be a measure of, I don't want to say control, a measure of respect given to his point of view. And I think that that is a fair thing for 101, the quarterback who you're hoping changes your franchise. I think it's a fair thing for them to ask.
I would like for all of the common talk about collaboration and working as a group to a common goal to understand and appreciate the most important person in the equation may be the quarterback himself. And that's okay. And it does involve handing over an awful lot of power to a very, very young man. But so what?
You have to be confident in who you, like Ryan Poles, Ian Cunningham, all those people, Shane Waldron, they have to be confident in sharing that power. And I will say that's a mature thing too. That's a hard thing to give someone access to, which is why when you're in your scouting sessions, it's very important that everyone is on the same page and that you understand what the dynamic is. The dynamic is starting to shift specifically for quarterbacks and highly drafted quarterbacks. Like, I know that we're talking about this. This is a very small percentage of people that would have this type of power inside of an organization. But if not this, if you're not going to do it for this, then when are you going to do it? It can't just be later on. And honestly, you saw that this was an issue for Tom Brady, even as he was winning Super Bowls, that he felt like he didn't have enough input or partnership. And then he goes down to Tampa and finds it, is given it from walking in the door. These are all things to consider as the league changes.
That's Lawrence Holmes. I'm Dan Bernstein, and draft coverage on The Score is presented by ChevyDrivesChicago.com and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Keep it here, because when we come back, we are going to have a conversation. We're going to learn more about the Bears' new quarterback from Gonzaga College High School football coach Randy Trivers, who coached Caleb Williams. He's going to tell us all about him when we come back on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.